Riders Radio Theater's on the air.
Little radio, it's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yo, we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airways once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Weddy Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers. And Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're going to ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're going to hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,938th performance of their league-leading career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes out there in Radio Land and here in the Emory Theater. And thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that sold a million chicks over border radio. Riders in the Sky consist of Too Slim, Ranger Doug, and Woody Paul. And we are assisted nobly and ably by the master of the stomach Steinway, Joey, the cow polka king. Going to get things off to a hot start tonight on the trail to San Antone.
My pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the trails we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
I just received a letter from my gal in San Antone. She said that she would be my bride. I know she really loves me and her heart is true, so I guess I'd better take a ride. Here I go, boy.
I'll hop up on my pony and I'll ride away down the trail to San Antone. I can see her standing waiting by the garden gate, and she waits for me alone.
Through the hills and o'er the trails we'll ride, ride, ride. I won't rest until I have her by my side.
Roll on, little pony, let that old wind moan. I'm heading down to San Antonio, down the trail to San Antone.
Neighbors, Riders Radio Theater will pop up like a whack-a-mole after these exciting words.
Friends, I got insurance, you got insurance, all God's chillin' got insurance, but you need more.
Yes, your car is safe, your house is safe, your safe is safe, but what about your life?
Or more important, your lives that came before.
Announcing a breakthrough in profitable underwriting, Previous Life Insurance.
Yes, Previous Life Insurance. A chance to protect yourself and your loved ones hundreds, even thousands of years ago.
Don't let your rocky road to nirvana cost you irreplaceable assets. Listen to this.
I was apparently a fardel bearer in 12th century Saxony. I had a really great hovel until the flood of 1163 wiped me out. Thanks to previous life insurance, I was able to rebuild and even buy some extra grubs.
I accidentally rear-ended a Hittite with my donkey cart in 2084 BC. My previous life liability kicked in and we settled out of court. I didn't miss a single day of drying mud bricks.
You know, a Bengal tiger tore me limb from limb in the 4th century. It's great to know my family will be getting regular checks from the future, thanks to previous life.
Yes, previous life insurance. An idea whose time has come and gone and come again and gone and, well, you get the picture.
Pick up the phone now and call 1-900-SHIRLEY. That's 1-900-SHIRLEY. Trained regression therapists are standing by.
Hank Williams was right, friends. You'll never get out of this world alive. You might as well have something to show for it.
Something like checks from the future. Plans available for every karmic level, starting at $9.99 per month. That's right, just $9.99. Remember, previous life insurance you'll be needing as your soul goes speeding through the master plan. Previous life, we factor in inflation. Make sure your incarnations are in good hands.
Previous life insurance. If you have to ask how it works, you'll never know. Neighbors Riders Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, KUNI in Cedar Falls, Iowa. And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of Last Minute Rag. Popular feature, Letters to Riders Radio Theater. And here's the lead letter reader and idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Well, thank you, Texas Bix. We had a bunch of fine young school children from Indiana send us a bunch of letters, two Slims holding them in his hand.
Right you are, Ranger Doug. These come from Brookville, Indiana. I don't know the name of the school, probably Brookville High.
What is the teacher's name?
The teacher is Mrs. Pflum.
Mrs. Pflum,
P-F-L-U-M.
Yes. She used to be from Pflugerville, didn't she?
She may have been. Mm-hmm. Or Philadelphia, possibly.
Flagstaff.
Yes, certainly. But, or perhaps it's Miss.
Well, let's hope so.
Or Ms. I don't know. But anyway, she has assigned a Writers Radio Theater to her class. And they are studying Writers Radio Theater.
The state of public education today.
I know, it's a... It just gives me a warm feeling.
I think there should be a congressional amendment myself.
I think so, too. Anyway, some of the letters are, dear writers, and this is from Danny Cotter, Coulter. Danny writes, I like your music. It is old-style music. You sing okay. You men are good at singing and yodeling.
That's right to the point there, isn't it?
Yes.
I could have
no nonsense Indiana kid.
Your plays are, here's from Nick Durr. Mm-hmm. Your plays are really cool. They are also very funny, too. You should go on TV. Huh. What a concept. You could get some good responses from the critics.
He obviously didn't read what they wrote about Saturday morning with Riders in the Sky.
Ranger Doug, how do you yodel? I can't do it. Keep it up.
Actually, I can't either anymore.
But normally you can.
Normally you have to land on the saddle horn a few too many times, and just about anybody can yodel.
A good way to keep it up.
I like your show very much. The first time I heard of it was in my classroom. It was very funny. Everybody was quiet. I never knew we could have gotten that quiet. Peacefully sleeping in Indiana. Uh-huh. We listen to you, we blah, blah, blah. We go to a tape player and listen to your show. I like country music. Gotta go. Bye. Uh-huh. Some kids really get into it.
They sure do.
Your melodrama made a monster that everyone was scared of. I would like a picture. They all want pictures, so of course we'll be sending a picture.
Going right. Faster now.
$3
send
per
me a photo.
One word letter.
Why do you call yourself Riders in the Sky?
Well, I thought that's what you called us.
Well, that's just what everybody else calls it.
That's what most people call
us. So that's what we are.
Well, that's why I call myself.
That's what you call yourself.
Yes.
Great. I had hoped for more for this bit, but, well, that's how it goes sometimes, kids. Did we ever mess up and laugh on the air and not be able to get back up?
Yes and yes.
And another one, do you ever mess up on the air? Not really. No. We have very seldom messed up on the air. Until now, when this was...
Right.
But anyway.
Slim, don't you have a song to sing for Mrs. Ms.
Plumes.
Plumes class?
Yes, I do. I have a song I love to sing for the kids of today because it has a positive message. I think it's in C, isn't it?
Well, it was, but we moved it to A.
Yes. Just another example, kids. See, this is good. The kids will know that we're human now.
They never would have known before,
people,
would they?
No. People constantly say, are they human? And this show kind of answers that.
You want me to kick it off again, or you just want to start singing?
Oh, just kick it off again there, drywall. When I was down in Tennessee, I met a man named Crockett. He said, I'll give you a hunting tip if you keep it in your pocket. If you want meat for dinner or some acorns for your tea, just sit down on a holler log and grin 'em out of that tree. Just keep on a grinning, just keep on a grinning. You'll make a fortune in this world if you keep on a grinning. Just keep on a grinning, you can't keep from winning. You'll make a fortune in this world if you keep on a grinning. I went down in a holler and sat down upon a log. I spied a possum up a tree as fat as any hog. He grinned at me, I grinned at him, a grin will never fail. I grinned that possum out of that tree and catched him by the tail. I kept on a-grinning, I kept on a-grinning. I grinned till he turned inside out and I didn't have to skin him. Just keep on a-grinning, you can't keep from winning. You'll make a fortune in this world if you keep on a-grinning. Take this to the bank, neighbors. I climbed up in a tree one day to get me a chinky pin. I looked down there stood a girl with a great big silly grin. The tree began to whirl around her, that's what I suppose. I tumbled out upon the ground and she said, I propose. I kept on a-grinning, I kept on a-grinning. We're feeding 14 youngins now and that's a good beginning. Woo! So just keep on a-grinning, you can't keep from winning. You'll make a fortune in this world if you keep on grinning. You'll make a fortune in this world if you keep on grinning.
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddle Pals. We continue now with a National Beatle Polka Countdown with survey song number 4, Something
Polka. Thank you.
back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 10 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, the riders are searching the Grand Teton Mountains for what they believe is the last surviving member of the Studebaker Golden Hawk species. Meanwhile, the villain Slocum and his doofus henchman Charlie are building a rocket gun up the slope of the grandest crouton of them all, Mount Brigitte. They aim to recover a rare element from space known as spamium. It is believed a single spoonful of this cosmic dust could power a city the size of New York for a year. Then, in our last episode, Slocum and Charlie, needing a yodel as a catalyst for their rocket gun monopropellant, put on masks and kidnapped Side Meat. They then tied him to a railroad track and waited for the 310 to Yuma. When the riders learned of this, they immediately began to talk it over.
Mind you, Doug, you know if it was you, we'd come running.
Yeah, but think about his cooking.
Yeah, and his orneriness. You think he'd come for us?
Well, he might. Look, it'd be the easy way to leave him there.
Well, faithful listeners will have no trouble surmising what happened next.
Hit up there!
And the riders arrived just in the nick of time. Ranger Doug performed a difficult number 3 blue yodel that freed Side Meat. But at the same time the yodel freed Side Meat, it turned a small mass of inert glop into the most powerful monopropellant on this planet.
We did it, Charlie. Things are finally going our way. We're going to win this one.
Right.
And now, episode 10, entitled The 300-Pound Cannonball. In the fading sunlight of the western afternoon, as the 310 to Yuma disappears into the distant horizon, three cowboys help their old sidekick to his feet.
You okay, old-timer?
Yeah, why, Ranger Doug, how kind of you to ask. Did you know I was kidnapped, tied to a train track in the boiling sun, and nearly run over by Amtrak? What took you so long?
Well, we
came as soon as... Well, almost as soon as we...
See, as soon as we heard you were in trouble, we dropped everything.
Yeah.
Well, we set everything down. I mean...
So you took your time. Why, you mother, I'm on the saddle.
We came as soon as you would have, you old coot.
Well, I tell you what, I see what you mean.
Look, Side Meat, did you see who did this to you?
They was wearing masks.
Well, did you recognize their voices?
Of course I did. It was Slocum and Charlie.
I thought as much.
That's it. Let's go get them.
We'll put them in jail.
We'll lock them up and throw away the key.
Yeah, we'll...
Easy, boys. We can't do that yet.
Why not?
Well, it would be their word against Side Meat's.
Oh, we see what you mean.
Yeah, who would ever believe me over there? Say, what the ding-dong daddy from Dumas? You mean, why...
Side Meat, it's not a matter of who you believe. They were wearing masks. They have plausible deniability.
What's that?
It's a political term. You understand politics, don't you?
No. But I have seen two pigs rooting for an ear of corn.
Well, that's close enough. Let's ride, boys.
Where are we going, Ranger Doug?
We're going to ride, boys.
Well, that's good enough for me.
Me too.
Not me. Where are we going?
We're going to ride, boys. Ride home. It's getting late.
All right, but I hope you don't expect me to cook dinner. I've had a bad day.
Well, that's some consolation.
Yeah, I need a little Easy,
come on, Side Meat. Look, I'll buy us all dinner at Saddle Pal Sal's superb sushi and succulent succotash sarsaparilla stage stop saloon.
You forgot to mention the scrumptious super spinach salad bar at Saddle Pal Sal's superb sushi and succulent succotash sarsaparilla stage stop saloon. I love that place.
Yeah, I'm solidly susceptible to the surprising, scintillating, superior suggestion of swallowing supper at the sensational Saddle Pal's superb sushi and succulent succotash with super spinach salad bar sarsaparilla stage stop saloon.
Okay. Since no one scoffs nor has a scintilla of serious suspicion surrounding my suggestion, suppose we simply speedily sidle southerly. Well, I got the worst of the lot here, didn't I? What I mean to say is, since there's not a scintilla of suspicion, suppose we simply speedily sidle southerly, stopping for a spectacular spread for which I'll spring at the sensational Saddle Pal Sal, superb sushi and succulent succotash with super spinach salad bar sarsaparilla stage stop saloon.
Yeah.
If words was food, we'd be stuffed already.
salient side meat.
Oh.
Still, something should be said supporting this stupendous sauteed stuff.
Oh.
Kind of a Yiddish spin on it there.
Well, the next week flies by like the pages being torn from a calendar in an old movie. The writers, of course, reported side meat's kidnapping to the high sheriff, but his investigation went nowhere.
What can I do? It's a case of plausible deniability.
And Slocum and Charlie finished building their rocket gun and are now preparing to test it.
Pretty impressive, ain't it, Charlie?
Yeah, I had no idea the barrel was going to run 3 miles up the whole side of the mountain.
Well, if you're going to blast into the vast void of space with a rocket gun, you need a big, long barrel, Charlie.
Right.
Now, I have no idea much of this yodelarium to use, so I need to run a test. Let's see, this is pretty powerful stuff. Let's say we start with a couple ounces. Yeah, that ought to do it. All right, Charlie, here, put on this headset and wireless microphone.
Right.
Now take the tram up to the top of the mountain, and then I'll tell you what to do.
All right.
Slocum's rocket gun is state-of-the-art. Mind you, the state-of-the-art in rocket guns is based upon Iraqi math, but at any rate, the tram is of German design and reaches the top of Mount Brigitte in less than 60 seconds.
Wow! Charlie, are you there?
Yeah, I am. My lunch is somewhere about halfway down the mountain.
Well, you can get another lunch when you get back. Climb up in the barrel of the rocket gun and hang on by your fingernails and tell me what you see.
Right. Okay. There.
Yeah.
I'm in the mouth of the barrel, hanging on by my hands. And all I see, well, of course, all I see is a big black hole. Now what?
Well, let go and slide down it.
Right.
Charlie, it's just a test. Okay, I guess we need another little lesson in who's the boss.
I don't need any lessons. I just don't want to do it.
Well, let's see. If I raise the angle of the barrel to, oh, say, 90 degrees.
Hey,
yeah, you'll
doing?
See any minute now.
What are you doing, Slocum? Hey.
Okay, Charlie, you're about to be the first Astro Rocket Gun knot.
No.
I'm starting the countdown.
No,
10,
Slocum.
9, 8,
no.
7, 6,
no. Hey.
5,
no.
Cut the hammer.
No way.
4,
hey.
3,
no.
2, hey. Pull the trigger.
No. No.
And ignition.
No.
Charlie? Charlie, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Are you in orbit?
No.
Are you on another planet?
No, I don't think so, unless the rifle gun came with me.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean I came out of the barrel and plopped out. That's as far as I got.
What?
Where is Charlie? Where are you? What time is it? Well, frankly, we only know the answer to one out of three of these questions. But it's the only one you don't know the answer to. To find out which one it is, tune in same time, same station next week for episode 11 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled Desperados Waiting for a Brain. It's cerebral deficient, mind-numbing, senseless melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky. Enjoy the Cowpoke King.
Thank you, Texas Big Spender. It's time for our Classic of the West. We'd like to dedicate one of the most beautiful Western harmony songs of all to the memory of Rootin' Tootin' Jimmy O'Brien. This is the beautiful Blue Shadows on the Trail.
Shades of night are falling as the winds begin to sigh. The world is silhouetted against the sky.
Blue shadows on the trail, blue moon shining through the trees, and the plains. Guns are drifting on the evening breeze. dawn will come and you'll be on your way. But until the darkness sheds its veil, there'll be blue shadows on the trail.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. Tune in same time, same station next week for another thrilling adventure of Riders Radio Theater. Till we meet again.
So long, saddle pals, it's been so good to see you. Farewell, saddle pals, we really hate to leave you. Keep those faces smiling round your home corral. So until we meet again, goodbye, saddle.
On Riders in the Sky, Tube Sims, Mercantile, or Riders in the Sky International Fan Club, right to Riders in the Sky, One Music Circle South, Nashville, Tennessee, 37203. The cast and guests of Riders Radio Theater bunk at the famed old Quality Hotel Central in Norwood, Ohio. Riders Radio Theater is written and directed by Riders in the Sky, along with yours truly, Texas Vic Spender. Our production foreman is lovely Lisa Miles. Our sound effects wrangler is Professor Zeno Klinker. For WVXU, the executive producer is J.C. Doc King, producer Lasso and Larry Ashcraft, coordinating producer Mojave Mike Boberg, recording engineer Gallopin' George Zahn, sound effects honcho Winchester Jim Springfield, who appears courtesy of Harris Allied Broadcast Division. Our chief engineer is Jamboree J. Crawford, stage manager on the Mark Tipton, sound engineer Rope and Rich Fredette. This is Texas Big Spender saying so long, Shadow Files. We'll see you next week on Riders Radio Theater.